Welcome back to Money News, right around the country. Here's a helpful tip for you. I just spotted this from AGL Energy. Now, you know how you got your smartphone and you put it into the charger? Now, I don't know if you do, but I do this, and I just leave the charger in the whole time. Well, AGL says when you use your smartphone and it's finished charging, make certain you unplug your charger, because even when it's not in use, it can still be using energy. Who knew that? That's unbelievable. So your charger, if it's plugged in, still uses energy, even if your smartphone's not attached. Yeah, there you go. Now, another small thing for you. Australia now really has lacked, because most of our big brewers, you know, the likes of Foster's, Lion Nathan, they've been taken over by everybody overseas. There's one brewer who's remained true, and in fact had to fight off Lion Nathan at one stage to make certain they remain not only a great family-owned brewer, but also an Australian brewer as well. Well, the brilliant thing about this is that plenty of people have discovered that Coopers is one of the great beers of not only the world, but of Australia as well. Of course, it's always been South Australian based. Everybody's known it around Australia. But for the very first time, its sales in New South Wales have exceeded its sales in South Australia. First time ever. Tell you what, it's always good to have him on the program. The Managing Director of Coopers Brewing, Tim Cooper, Dr. Tim Cooper, is on the line right now. Tim, how are you?
Very good, Ross. Thank you very much for having me on.
No problem. Who's drinking all your beer?
Oh, well, fortunately, a lot of your New South Welshmen are drinking it, which is a great...
What about the Victorians? Are they drinking in the Queenslanders? They're all on the program listening to this as well?
Yes, we have about 19% of our volume goes to Victoria, and about a bit over 16% goes to Queensland as well.
So, in other words, so what's been the turnaround, do you think? You have been the beer of South Australia for a long, long time, but clearly now, but you have always been a national brand, but something's obviously changing. What is it? There's a change in the demographic, maybe?
Well, you're right. I mean, one of the things that we started a company back in 2003 to focus on selling our beer outside of South Australia. So we have our own salespeople in all the states now. And New South Wales has really had the benefit of that with, I think, 12 people selling, you know, salespeople in New South Wales. And, you know, I think we've always had really good support in Sydney, in CBD Sydney, and also in the regional areas. So northern New South Wales, we sell about a quarter of our New South Wales volume in that area around Coffs Harbour, Grafton, Ballina, Byron Bay, you know, really strong area for us up there as well.
It's a really interesting marketing thing. How much do you think or do you put down to the fact that you are an Australian brewer as compared with, say, for example, Lion Nathan owned by Kirin out of Japan, Foster's now owned ultimately by the SAB Miller Group, one of the largest brewers in the world. How much do you put it down to that? Because, I mean, the notion of being a genuine Aussie brewer, really I would have thought would have appealed to some people.
Well, it certainly does appeal to some people. You're right. I mean, when we sort of try and measure our brand equity and get a feel for this, you know, certainly maybe 10% of those people who say they like Coopers say they like it for those reasons. You know, a lot of people perhaps don't know that the other breweries are owned by overseas interests, and maybe it doesn't really worry them. But I think certainly for a percentage...
But one thing was, in the past, the very regional nature of beer. I mean, if you were in Victoria, you Carlton United, you know, full on. If you were in Queensland, you were 4X full on. If you were, you know, sort of in New South Wales, it was Tooheys or Tooth full on and nobody else. But that those barriers seem to have broken down. But it seems somehow that those big brewers, with so many brands out in the marketplace, I guess consumers get a bit confused.
Yeah, look, it all broke down in the 80s, Ross, really, with Elliott and Elders and with Bond Corp owning 4X and Castlemaine and 4X and Tooheys and Swan. You know, those parochial boundaries were broken down in the 80s, and sort of that allowed the brewers to start selling across the borders, and you know, it's not stopped ever since. And I mean, I think the big thing for us, Ross, is that we've had this growth in the premium beer market since 94 onwards, and we've grown with that.
So it's a great thing, no doubt about that. Dr. Tim Cooper, the Managing Director of Coopers Brewing, that is a great story, great success story, and it's always good to leave you with one of those here on Money News. We're going to do it all again tomorrow night. See you then.